From Steven to the Door Podcast.
Samantha, what would be in?
Host Samantha P. Laguerre, and welcome back to another episode.
Kingdom citizens, welcome back to another episode. This week's episode is titled, What If You're Wrong? I feel like it's several things that contributed to this episode, and it was in me realizing that I've grown in a certain area, but then also being reminded of what a doctor said that kind of put things into perspective for me and allowed me to create this episode here. So let's start from the beginning. I recently had a conversation with my mom. I think I mentioned, I don't think I was like that when I was a child. And then she was just like, oh no, you were worse. And this was in terms of being up late, not going to sleep, things like that. And then she was like, I literally didn't have you go to your dance. Okay, let me start from the beginning, y'all. So when I was younger, I was in dance school. And I remember one particular season that we had pictures for dance. And my mother told me that I had to be in bed by a certain time in order for her to take me to my pictures the next day. And listen, I was the type of child, okay, you can't tell me I need to go to sleep when everybody else is bright-eyed moving about in this house. Like, unless I am sick, I usually go to bed when everybody else goes to bed. Like, that's just how I was. Like, I was the type that, from what I recall, I needed to know what was happening in the house, okay? And I was the oldest child. So it didn't make sense to me for me to be going to bed earlier than my younger siblings. Like, that didn't make sense to me. So anyways, I did not, I was not compliant. I was calling her bluff. So I was still going about the house, doing things. She kept threatening me that, oh, if I don't go to sleep, she's not going to take me the next day, yada, yada, yada. So I didn't go to sleep by a certain time. And she was like, you're not going. And I just thought she was, again, in her feelings. And so I woke up the next day and she really did not take me to go take my pictures. So that came up. I was saying how, oh, but I didn't have school the next day. That's different because I feel like I would be in bed by a certain time when it was in school. Like, I didn't really create an issue. Like, I didn't have issues with that. And then she was saying how you did have school the next day. And I was like, no, I didn't. And she was like, yes, you did. And then I was just like, oh. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because in the past, whenever I would talk about my childhood, if my mother or anyone had a different story than the story that I was sharing, or like at the time I didn't realize a different perspective, but I used to get so defensive about what I was saying. Like, no, I would have kept going. Like, no, I didn't. I remember. I didn't have school. It was a weekend. I know. I would have kept going with it because I'm like, what do you mean I had school? Like, I don't remember me having school. I'm telling you it was a weekend. That's how I recall it. So in the past, I would have kept going with it. Like, I would have kept defending my part. Like, no, you can't tell me that because that's not what I remember. But this time, like this week, really, when we had that conversation, I was so at peace. Like, she was telling me I had school the next day. I didn't remember having school the next day. I didn't believe I had school the next day. But I was like, but Samantha, like, what if you're wrong? what does it take? We still have the moral of the story. You didn't go to bed by a certain time and she didn't take you to take those pictures. That's the moral of the story. We can both agree on that. So what what if you're wrong? Like, what if you did have school the next day? Like, how does that affect you? And I'm grateful that I was able to have that, because it just shown me that I really have grown, and I have really been growing and been maturing. And the thought and the idea of me getting it wrong does not bother me. And I was like, wow, God, I'm so grateful, because I was able to have that conversation and be at peace the whole time, and just be at peace and just settle with whatever it is that she was saying, or however it is, I guess we can agree to disagree, or whatever the case may be, or maybe I just got it wrong. And I was at peace with that fact. Whereas in the past, I wouldn't have been. And the reason why I was motivated to share, or led to share that on the podcast, is because I feel like many of us have certain memories of the past that cripples us. We have certain memories of the past that causes us anxiety, that we have certain memories of the past that disturbs our state of being in peace. And after I had that moment where I realized the growth that I really have experienced, and how I had no desire to defend myself, I had no desire to argue or be defensive, I was so grateful to God. And then I started thinking, this doctor, I believe he's a psychologist. I don't recall, but I have listened to one of his books. And he's someone that I truly do admire his work. And that is Dr. Joe Dispenza. And I recall in an interview, he said this: the latest research on memory says that memory is creative. 50% of the story we embellish as people is made up. We have the habit of doing that because we can use it to excuse ourselves from changing. We make our past sound worse than it really was. Unfortunately, the stories we make become our identity. Now, the story that I had didn't make the story worse or not worse, but outside of my particular story, there are certain stories and certain memories that we have that we share and we reshare and we reshare that really keeps us in this state of victimhood. And y'all know I'm very big on us not being victims in this life. I just don't believe that's just the state that we should be in. Like, I just don't believe that. And so anything that would remotely keep us in a place of having a victim mindset and being in a state of victimhood or whatever the case may be, I'm just so against it. I don't like it. And so my thing is that the thing that you've been retelling, that story that you've been retelling, what if you got it wrong? This is why I believe that forgiveness is crucial. Because imagine you're replaying an event in your mind that is super triggering, causing your body stress, right? Like, causing you to self-sabotage things and repel certain things from you and your life that are positive, just for it to not be true. Or the details you remember aren't necessarily the details that took place. What if you're wrong? Now, in terms of me remembering the past and how I remembered it and how I would retell that story, and hearing someone have a different perspective, or hearing someone say that the events that I recall aren't the events that took place, did really disturb me. And the reason for that, I believe, is because it's like, I really believe that I remember everything, right? Like, I feel like I pay attention to certain things, so I'm like, I know details, right? So when I feel like that's being challenged, like, you're almost coming for me because it's like, I remember things. So, like, you're telling me that's not what happened, but I remember things. So what happens is our ego wants us to defend what we think we know and remember. And it's like, if I'm wrong about that, am I wrong about my whole life? Like, is my whole life a lie? Like, Samantha, so you're telling me that this thing that happened to me as a child or how I remembered my parents being, you're saying that maybe it's not right, like maybe I was wrong, like my memory of it is wrong. Well, then what in the world? Like, is any of our memories true? Like, is anything that we remember true? Like, should we just forget the past? Like, and trust me, I get it, because I try to recall certain events and certain things in my life, and I'm like, okay, I remember it this way, but like, what if that's not even how it really took place, since maybe I'm not always right, and maybe they're right, and maybe I'm wrong, and so what do I do with this information? Now, I don't think that matters so deeply. I think what matters is when you have a memory of something that was very, like, traumatic, or a memory that truly causes you stress, a memory that you literally cannot forgive those people in that memory or in that event, and someone is literally sharing a different story than the story that you remember. Or maybe you never talked to anybody about that story, or maybe nobody was there, but you remember the story. You remember what happened, and you're still retelling yourself that story. And nobody can tell you whether or not you're right or wrong, because nobody was there. But what if you're still wrong? How would your life change if the story you're holding onto is not true? Some of us, again, repel certain good things in our lives, and we self-sabotage things, and our excuse for our behavior at times is because of something that we experienced in the past. Oh, well, because I went through this, and so that's why I'm like this, and because this happened to me, and because I'm like this. And I'm not saying that didn't happen, you know? But I just want us to think, what if that's not true? I remember this doctor. I mentioned him on the podcast before. Anyways, he was sharing a story, and he basically was saying that he had issues with his mother because he remembered something that had happened, and he was holding her to that. And every time he would tell her, like, don't you remember when this happened? Don't you remember when that happened? And she's like, no, I don't. Like, I remember it this way. And he would get so upset with her because he's like, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying. So then he started going through his, like, healing process and things like that, and he wanted to, like, kind of reconcile with his mother. So then again, he has this conversation with his mom, and again, she's like, no, that didn't happen, or she had a different story. And he got so upset. So then he calls his sister and was like, hey, do you remember this? And the sister was like, yes. And he was like, okay, what do you remember happened? And the story that the sister gave was the same exact story that the mother had. So then he was humble enough to be like, what if I'm wrong? And then he was thinking, why in the world did I make myself believe that happened? Like, why was I holding on to that story? What was the purpose in that? Here's my take on it, and y'all take what I say with a grain of salt, because obviously I'm not a licensed psychologist or anything like that. But from my own studies and from what I've gathered by listening to certain experts in the field of psychology, is that sometimes we tell ourselves a story that will protect us. And depending on where we are at our stage in the journey of life, some things make sense at that time. Like, the way I perceive it is how I feel like it happened to me. But just because I perceived it in that way doesn't mean that it necessarily happened that way. Do you understand? Going back to that episode of what's your perspective? Me at ground level perceive things differently than someone who's, you know, in the sky. So yes, I perceived it this way, and I needed to perceive it this way maybe to protect myself, to protect my ego, to protect my sanity almost. So that's just my two cents, maybe, right? But I also want you to think, okay, what if I'm wrong? Like, and you know those things that you feel triggered by. There's certain memories that you're like, I can never forgive that person. I can never forgive that. Like, I'm just gonna die, and I'm sorry, God, but I just can't forgive that person. I mean, you're hurting yourself, like you're hurting yourself, not God, but that's neither here or there. But you're literally, like, you're creating sickness in your body when you don't forgive people. But that's an episode for another day. Going back to this whole memory thing, going back to this whole idea or this story of what you've been retelling yourself that puts you in a place of victimhood and that makes you stress at the thought of this, of what took place. My whole thing is like, what if you're wrong? I just want to put that in your mind. What if you're wrong? Now, maybe having that thing in mind and maybe considering the fact that you could be wrong with what you remember could be that thing that very much frees you. Like, you're looking for your deliverance, and maybe your deliverance is literally thinking, what if I'm wrong? Like, how does my life change if I'm wrong about what took place? Now, I'm not saying to forget it, but what if you just rewrote it? What if you rewrote the story from the place of a victor rather from the place of the victim? Because here's the thing, again, going back to perspective. And here's what I've also learned about myself. Like, there may be things that I remember as a child that may not necessarily be the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And not saying that I'm wrong in the sense of what I perceived and remember, but I have to understand that as a child, I saw things from a different lens. Like, I didn't have clear vision then, because I can only put into words what I seen based off of the words that I currently had at the time. Do you understand? And so unless we can sit there and go back and try to put everything back in its place and picture everything exactly how it was, then we can start putting vocabulary and start truly defining what it is that took place. But it's difficult to do that because, our memory is faulty. It has been so many years. It may be been 20 years, 30 years. So it's faulty memory now. So even trying to put everybody back in its place and putting the pictures back where it was to try to even perceive it now from your adult mind will be difficult to do. So keep that in mind. The things that we experienced, we perceived it from a different place. So imagine now you no longer walk around here with a victim mindset, but imagine back then when you did. That means everything that you perceived it from a lens of a victim. So you didn't have the mentality that life is working for you. You didn't have the mentality that life is, how did I say it? I said, don't let life happen to you, let life happen for you. I don't know what I said, but you didn't have the mentality that life was happening for you. You had it in mind that life was happening to you. Like, everything was happening to you. Everybody was attacking you. Everybody was coming for you, right? Because that was the mindset that you were in. And so you don't perceive these things, and now you have all these stories from that mindset, from that victim mindset. You no longer have that victim mindset moving forward, but that story came from when you had a victim mindset. So maybe, what if you rewrote the story? What if you rewrote the story now from a different place, from a different perspective? Here's something that I've learned. There's this phrase, this term called cognitive dissonance. And based off the medical news today, I got this quick definition. I feel like that term, in terms of its definition, I feel like maybe I could do a whole thing on that, a whole study, a whole teaching on that. But for the sake of this episode, I'm going to just give you like this two sentences of what they described it as. Cognitive dissonance is a psychological phrase or term or whatever. It's used in that space. Cognitive dissonance is the discomfort a person feels when their behavior does not align with their values or beliefs. Cognitive dissonance is a psychological phenomenon that occurs when a person holds two contradictory beliefs at the same time. So the reason why I bring that forth is because I've also noticed that when we have certain memories, and again, outside of the memory that I shared about what took place, we're outside of that, right? Because it wasn't as like pressing as some of the memories that we truly hold on to. Some of us have memories of things that took place that then caused us to want to commit suicide. So now we always remember that thing, that person made me want to commit suicide. And so it's things that really causes you to be triggered. It's things that really causes you to be not at peace. It's memories that almost makes you want to punch somebody. It's memories that you're like, I can never forgive that person. I can never forgive that situation. These are the memories I'm referring to. So when we have a memory like that, that we keep retelling that story and still have the emotions with that memory and that story, then that means we have a memory of a time when God didn't come through for us. Because that essentially what you're saying or what you're experiencing or what you're feeling is like, God didn't come through for me. But then in the same breath, we say God always come through. So then in a sense, now you feel torn and you feel double-minded. You almost feel like you're lying. Like, I know that, you know, in the Christian sector, in the Christian realm, that people expect me to say he's always on time and God always come through, and I can shout that and praise that. And I want to believe that because, I mean, I value God and I value his word and I believe those words. But then I also have the memory of when he didn't come through for me. So now I'm torn. Like, does he come through for me or does he doesn't? And it's like that energy, like when you're double-minded, it says a man who's double-minded is unstable in all his ways. So you're wondering why you're unstable in certain places and in certain things. It's because you have a double-mindedness. You have a memory of when God did not come through for you, but yet out of your own mouth, you're telling people that God always comes through, and you say, yeah, God always comes through. It's, why are you lying? Now, when I say lying, I feel like I sound strong. I'm not calling you a liar, but I want to help you to come to terms with what you're experiencing and to help you enjoy that state of being at peace and not being triggered by some memory that you had that may not necessarily be true. What if you're wrong? See, because going back to this dichotomy of like, I have a memory where God didn't come through. I feel like he didn't come through. But yeah, I say out of my mouth, God always come through. It's contradictory. But if you truly value and believe those words, shouldn't you go back and look at that memory, that story, that event that took place in the past, and try to look at it from a different perspective? Look at it from the perspective that he came through. Because if you say God always come through, that means he always comes through. That means he came through in the past, the present, and he will come through in the future. Do you understand? And so I'm just trying to make things make sense, because I'm a believer in things that don't make sense to me, I'm not going to back it up. Like, if I don't understand why, I'm not for it. Like, I don't like to just repeat things because I'm expected to repeat things. And I'm coming to that point. Like, I don't like to regurgitate things because that's just the common language. That's just what we all say. Like, oh, God is good all the time. God is good. But you don't even feel like he's good because you have this memory or you're in this current situation. You don't feel like he's good, but then you just say it. Like, it's like you're going against yourself. What do you truly believe? Now, if you believe God is good, that means that I'm looking at my situation, and even though it doesn't look good, I know he is good. So I'm going to rewrite the story even as it unfolds. I'm going to already write the story and say that all things are working out together for my good. Regardless of how it looks messy, it's all working out together for my good. Do you understand? So it's really about the mindset. It's about your mindset. So all I'm offering you today is, what if you're wrong? And what if you go back? And this is for people who are serious, right? Because I know that people are going to listen, and you don't want to let go of that story. You almost feel like that's who you are. Like, who am I if I don't have this story? What is my testimony if I don't have this story? But if this story is causing you to be not in a place of peace and can't truly experience joy, what's the point of it? So I want to offer you, what if you go back and you just rewrite the story? Doesn't it do more good than more harm? Like, why would you not want to go back and be like, okay, what if this, even though this happened like this, like, what if it was this? And I see it from this victor mindset. I see it from the all things working out together for my good mindset. I see it from this was necessary for this to happen. And what if I see it from that perspective? And when I have that memory, I no longer have this emotion of hurt and pain and stress that comes with it. But now when I look back at the memory, I have a sense of peace. There's peace when I recall that story. When I share that story, I have peace. Again, everything is working out together for my good. Romans 8:28. My thing is that memory worth the trigger? Is it worth the pain? Is it worth the stress? I'm not saying you should pretend and lie. right? Like, if you truly believe that's how it happened, I'm not saying, like, just, you know, be delusional, okay? Pretend and lie. That's not what I'm offering. But maybe you got it wrong. Or maybe there's a different perspective to view it from. That's what I want to share and offer. And I've gotten to a place where I no longer mind being wrong. Being wrong no longer hurts my ego. My account of the story, my account of the past, it's not my identity. So if someone shares a different perspective of what took place, or the details, I got the details wrong, or whatever the case may be, I don't feel like that's a hurt to me. Like, that has nothing to do with my character. So it don't really got nothing to do with me. So I'm not going to sit here and try to defend and feel like something is wrong with me if I got the story wrong. Because really, sometimes it's like your account of the story is actually better than mine. Like, if it happened the way you're saying, then that's actually really good, you know? And I can choose to accept your story. If you were there and you said, from your adult perspective, this is how it was done, maybe you're right and I can go with your story and be at peace. My story was causing me pain. But none of that really matters because it was the past anyways. But I would rather have a sense of peace from the past than for the past to be holding me hostage by this feeling of pain, if that makes sense. We hold on to these stories and to these things as though it's our identity, and it's not. Now I'm understanding more of what Dr. Joe Dispenza was talking about. He's like, these stories become your identity, and it's almost like it becomes an excuse for why you can't change and you can't grow, because you're always trying to share something of what happened in the past. Like, we're all here. We really don't care. I mean, you can share it. Like, for us to know where you came from and where you are now, it's inspiring. You inspire people, but we're more interested in what you're doing now. Like, we're more interested in where you're going now. We weren't there in the past, so we don't really know. But it's really not important, because that was yesterday. That was in the past. We're heading towards the future. Like, what are you doing now, you know? I just don't want any of us to be held back. I don't want any of us to not truly experience greatness in this life and to be great in this life simply because we're holding on to something that might not necessarily be true. And again, I'm not coming for you. I'm not saying you're lying. I'm not trying to say you got it wrong. I'm just saying, what if? What if? And even pondering on that thought of what if, I feel like can really help us and really change our lives. Because a lot of us are living, our present living is based off of the past. And again, I'm not saying that it's not connected in some way. I mean, I believe it is connected in some way, because we've experienced certain things and we were taught certain lessons, and those lessons that we were taught made us make certain decisions to where we are currently now, right? So I guess I'm at a place where now I look at certain things that has happened and certain things that I've experienced. And even I think today I was literally praying and I was telling God, like, thank you so much for that person. Like, I know people would think I'm crazy for thanking them, but God, thank you so much. Bless their life. I'm so happy they came into my life and allowed me to see something that no one was brave enough to share with me, that no one in my current life had courage enough to share with me. But this person was courageous enough to tell me the truth. This person was courageous enough to be themselves. And I got to see how someone can really be when they are themselves. God, thank you. Yeah, granted, they were, I don't like to call people trash. They had trash behaviors, okay? But they taught me something. And had I not gone through that experience, had I not had them in my life, I would have not known this. I would not have done the work. God, I'm so grateful for their life. Thank you for them. And that moving forward, like, I want to look back in the past. I want to look back to certain events and memories and have a sense of peace. Like, wow, I learned that from them. I learned that from that situation. Like, I'm not a victim here. nothing was happening to me. It was happening for me. Everything is working out together for my good. And I can say that and be at peace. And I want you all to have that same experience with whatever it is that you've gone in your life. I want you to be able to look back and have peace. To look at it from a different perspective and have peace that it was all working together out for your good. Granted, things happen to us. And again, we all have different experiences in life. We all have to, you know, see different things, experience different things. Some things, it was out of the neglect of others. It was out of, you know, the people play their faults in a sense. And so what I've experienced in my life might not be as gruesome as what someone else has experienced. But again, I believe that everything works together out for your good. I believe that you are in Christ, that you are here, that you're listening to this, then it worked out for your good. But I need you to look back at it and see it from that perspective and rewrite the story from that perspective of how it worked out for your good, so that when you tell the story, when you think back about the past, you're always in peace. It doesn't disturb your peace. You can still flow in that state of peace. All right? Y'all probably like, I should have never listened to this. but thank you so much for, you know, continuing to listen. And I really do pray and hope that it does change your life. And I really do pray and hope that you do what I'm suggesting that you do, so that you can continue to just flow in this life. Be at peace, be in love, have constant joy, and continue to grow, evolve, and literally be more like Christ. All right, I love you, but Jesus loves you so, 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 so much. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed.